took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Now, quite often when you and I read this passage,
常常我们在读这一段经文的时候，
we always thought that the reason why the house was filled with the fragrant oil because of Mary.
我们常常想到屋里满了膏的香气是因为玛利亚。
But in reality, actually, it's not only her that make the whole house filled with fragrant oil.
但事实上不是 只因为她让屋里满了膏的香气。
There's also Lazarus.
还有拉撒路。
And there's also Martha.
还有马大。
And the reason why the whole house is filled with the fragrant oil because all three siblings working together and serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
那屋里满了香气的原因是因为这三个弟兄姐妹他们全心的来服侍神。
Before that, it was not like that.
之前并不是这样。
Let's go to Luke.
我们再翻到路加福音。
And I know I've shared this with you before.
我知道我之前有分享过。
But now that God really continued to bless us and the blessed church, and you know, and then the dining area is finished, I think we must continue to really serve God in one accord and one heart.
那主耶稣不断的来祝福我们，那我们的父堂也完成，那我们就必须要放更多的心力来服侍神。
And the only way to do that if you and I truly understand that every single one of us are serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们必须要知道我们每一个人都是要一起来服侍主耶稣。
Look at verse 30, chapter 11, chapter 10, verse 38.
我们看到路加福音十章三十八节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
路加福音十章三十八节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman, I say Luke,
yes.
A certain woman named Martha welcomed him to hear into her house.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
You can see Mary and Martha quite often invite our Lord Jesus Christ to their house.
马大他迎接主耶稣到他的家里。
So here he went to this village.
所以耶稣到这个村庄。
At first, we know that there's Martha and there's also Mary.
我们知道有马大，也有一个玛利亚。
But they invite him to their house.
他们迎接耶稣到他们家里。
And this is very important.
这很重要。
Now when you and I come to serve our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们要服侍主耶稣的时候
，we must really invite him into our hearts.
我们必须要把他请到我们的心里。
If we don't invite him into our hearts, then we never ever go on to experience him.
如果我们没有把耶稣请到心里，我们就无法体验到他。
No, many of us may be second, third generation believers.
有时候我们第二代或第三代的信徒。
Maybe we never miss a Sabbath in our whole life.
可能我们的一生当中从来没有错过任何一个安息日。
But you and I come to worship God.
但是当我们来服侍神的时候。
If we come to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
敬拜神来服侍神的时候。
If we don't truly invite him into our hearts.
如果我们没有真的把他请到我们的内心。
And then,We are not going to experience him.
我们就无法体验到主了。
So here, Lord Jesus Christ went to the house of Mary and Martha.
所以这里耶稣来到马大和玛利亚的家。
No, Mary and Martha, they never mentioned about their parents.
这圣经没有提到他们的父母。
Of course, they have parents.
当然他们拥有一个父母。
But we don't know if they're alive or they're dead.
但是我们不知道当时他们是否还活着。
But the important part is that not their parents, the important part.
那他们的父母在这里并不是重点。
But the important part is Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
那这里的重点是马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路。
Working together as a family to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
那同心的，以一个家庭为单位来接待主耶稣。
Of course, quite often we always, you know, of course we want more time, you know, from the ministers, from pastors, and things like that.
当然，有时我们总是会渴望有更多的传道长子可以来牧养我们。
Of course, it's very important for pastors to spend more time with the congregation.
当然，要让传道来跟会众花更多时间是很重要。
At the same time, it's even more important for brothers and sisters to truly work in unity.
但是更重要的是，弟兄姐妹要有合一的心。
No, I'll be coming here maybe the next 4 or 5 years.
我可能再来四五年都会来这边。
If God is willing,
如果神愿意的话。
And after that, I will be gone.
那再来我就会就可能就离开了。
But most of you are still here.
但是我们大家还会在这里。
Just like Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
就像马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
When our Lord Jesus Christ leave their house,
当耶稣离开他们的家里。
Then the three of them must continually to work together.
这三位还是必须要同心的来做事情。
Just like all of you here.
就像在座的每一位。
That's why it's so important, you know, if everyone helped to do holy work,
所以如果每个人都帮忙圣工的话，
and find the part that we are, you know, we are most useful,
能够找到我们 能够做的最有用的圣工，
then the church would run very smoothly.
那教会就会很平顺的发展。
So here in verse 39.
所以39节。
And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So we see here that where was Lazarus?
所以我们看到拉撒路在哪呢？
Was Lazarus there?
拉撒路有在场吗？
No, he was not.
他并不在场。
So in other words, Lazarus was lost.
所以拉撒路在当时是迷失的。
If he had good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果他跟耶稣有好的关系，
and then when Jesus visited their house, he would have been there with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当耶稣拜访他们家里的时候，他就会 在家里与耶稣同在。
But he wasn't there.
但是他不在。
And yes, Mary was the one that sat at Jesus' feet.
那玛利亚是坐在耶稣的脚前。
Even though she had chosen the best part,
虽然他是选择了上好的福分，
but that's not good enough.
但是他还不够好。
Even though Martha was serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
虽然马大是在服侍主耶稣，
but she was distracted.
但是她被干扰了。
And because of that, she complained to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样子，她就跟耶稣抱怨。
You can see because of these three situations,
有三个情况。
Lazarus is not there.
拉撒路不在。
Martha was distracting and serving.
玛利亚马大他思虑烦恼着在服侍主耶稣。
And Mary only sat there to listen to the word of God.
玛利亚只有坐在耶稣脚前听到。
Then here, there's no, and the house was not filled with fragrant oil.
所以在这个家庭这个时候就没有充满膏的香气。
So now the aroma was not put forth toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这香气就没有朝着主耶稣来了。
So that's why when you and I serve God together,
所以我们在同心服侍主的事上，
we really must serve as a family.
我们必须要以家庭为单位来服侍。
And each one of us do our part.
我们每一位都要做自己做得到的。
No, if we lose so many members in church,
如果我们迷失了很多的信徒，
there would now be a sweet aroma to the Lord.
对主耶稣来说就不会有膏的香气。
Why? Because many of us, if we see, you know, one another keep leaving the church, how can this church?Put forth a beautiful fragrance to the Lord.
那如果我们看到很多的信徒迷失，我们要怎么样把这香气献在主耶稣的前面呢？
And then if you and I are serving,
那我们在服侍的上，
then if we are serving and complaining, you know, to God or to one another, how can that be a sweet smelling aroma?
那如果我们在服侍的事上，彼此都在抱怨或者跟神抱怨，这样怎么会有好的香气呢？
Then what happens if we only sit here and listen to the word of God and no one does anything else in church, then how can that be a sweet smelling aroma?
如果每个人都坐在这边只听到什么事都不做，那怎么会有好的香气呢？
So here from verse 38 to verse 42,
所以从38到42节
is a family.
这是一个家庭。
One is missing.
有一个迷失。
One is complaining.
有一个在抱怨。
One is just sitting there.
有一个只是坐在那边。
So that's why they did not, you know, they did not, it wasn't written in here thatThey put forth a fragrance full of oil. That's why in here it was not written anything had to do with aroma.
所以在这里没有提到有关香气的事情。
Because right now they're not doing anything that's according to God's will, that is pleasing to God. Of course, Mary has chosen the best part. That was great, but it's still not good enough.
那所以虽然玛利亚她有选择上好的福分，但是这个家里今天她所发生的事情并没有按照主的意思在做。
And then because of this situation,
所以因为这样子，
let's go to John chapter 11.
我们再翻回来约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
John chapter 11 verse 1.
约翰福音十一章第一节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Remember when our Lord Jesus Christ visited them in the book of Luke, he was nowhere to be found.
那我们记得，在路加福音主耶稣拜访他们家的时候，我们看不到拉撒路这个人。
Now he is sick.
那现在他生病了。
And he's going to die.
他快死了。
And really, when we think of our brothers and sisters,
当我们想到我们的弟兄姐妹，
now, the process of leaving church is never all of a sudden, right? It's just, it's, you know, it's the steps that we take gone away from our Lord Jesus Christ.
离开教会并不是瞬间就会发生的事情，它是会经过一个过程的。
If every single year we lose members in our church, how can we offer that to the Lord?
那如果我们每一年都在迷失信徒的话，我们要怎么样来把来奉献这个教会给神呢？
But thank God, I mean, in Houston Church, we have grown so much the last several years.
那感谢神，休斯顿教会前几年成长很多。
Yeah, through baptism and people moving here.
可能是有人洗礼，或者是有人搬过来。
It's funny because, you know, when people move here, they want to move to Texas, they always ask me, what church should I move to?
那有些人想要搬来德州，他都会问我说要搬到哪里。
And then Jay Hua always yell at me, you cannot say anything, right? You cannot say anything.
那Jay Hua就会跟那就对我说你什么都不要说。
Because I always said, okay, you can visit different churches, then you decide which church you want to move to.
我会跟他们说，你可以去各个教会拜访，然后决定你要搬到哪里。
So far, nobody's moving to Dallas.
到现在没有人搬到达拉斯。
And I don't know, there must be a reason, right?
一定有一个理由在。
But even though I'm in Dallas, nobody's moved there because of me, right?
虽然我在达拉斯，也没有人为了我搬过去。
And the reason why people want to move to Houston because they really come here, they can smell the sweet aroma.
那为什么他们想要搬来休斯顿呢？是因为他们来到这里的时候有闻到香气。
But now don't stop, right? Putting forth this kind of aroma.
但是我们不要停止散发这样的香气。
But continue to serve God as a family together in unity.
要继续的像个家庭一样一起来服侍神。
Now there's so many of us.
现在我们有这么多人。
Of course, more kids make more mess.
当然，更多的小孩会有更多的混乱。
But more parents should be able to clean all their messes.
但是家长有办法能够。处理他们的错。
And the same thing, really, just put ourselves together, work in unity, and do holy work, and God will never forget it.
所以我们要同心来做神的工，神就不会忘记我们。
You know, we had the minister workshop in a Garden Grove Church.
那我们有传道灵修会在园林教会。
You know what Garden Grove Church is known for?
那园林教会，你们知道他们最有名的是什么？
You know what they're known for? The cooking team.
就是他们的。他们的炊事组。
You know, there's some family moved to Garden Grove just to be on a cooking team to learn how to cook.
有一些家庭搬到园林教会就只是为了要去炊事组学习他们的煮饭。
And I said, you live so far away, you're so much closer to Irvine, why you have to come to Garden Grove Church? It's like, no, you have no idea, I want to be on this cooking team for so long, right? Now you get to be on a cooking team because they say their cooking team is unbelievable.
那有些家庭虽然他们住的离尔湾教会比较近，但他们还是想要来到园林教会来参加他们的炊事组来学习。
I think I gain every day 1 pound at Garden Grove during the minister workshop.
那我在传到灵修会的时候，我可能每天都增长了一磅。
I'm usually weigh about 195 pounds, and I came home I weigh like 201.
那我原本大概是195磅，我回到家变成201磅。
And they cook, you know, lunch and dinner, and they really when you first every day they don't buy food for the whole week. Okay, they just.They buy food for that day, so in the morning they would go and shop. Then in the afternoon, because they cook lunch, they cook dinner.
那他们不会，他们不会一次买一整个礼拜，他们会每天去购物，然后就煮午餐跟晚餐。
And what they cook is unbelievable.
那他们煮出来的食物是很棒的。
You know, the last day, I mean, I ate plenty of lobsters in my lifetime.
我在我的生命中已经吃过很多龙虾了。
But that.Last day during lunchtime, they cook lobster. It's like the best lobster I've eaten in my life.
那我在那边的最后一天，他们中午煮龙虾，我觉得这是我人生中吃到最好吃的龙虾。
How many pounds of lobster they bought? 50 pounds, right, Deacon Patrick? Yeah, they bought 50 pounds of lobsters.
他们大概买了50磅的龙虾。
And one of the lobsters, the claws like this big.
那他们的
huge lobsters.
所以他们的爪子有这么大。
Then they bought this whole fish.
然后他们
like a huge live, like a live fish, right? They steam for us, right?
他们还买了活鱼回来蒸给我们吃。
No, we are so spoiled, right?
我们非常被宠坏了。
Then one of the mentor asked, you know, hey, how much you guys spend on this all the food?
那有一位长子就说，那你们到底花了多少钱？
I heard them spend about $1,500 to $2,000 for one meal.
他们好像一餐花了1,500 to 2,000.
I mean, yeah, spending the money to buy the lobster, the fish, and the this and the that, the clams, stuff like that. Yeah, but the thing is, the way they cook is just incredible, really.
买这些海鲜是一回事，但是他们的煮饭技巧实在是太棒了。
And not only that, but every time you go, they're all smiling. You know, like when you're cooking, it's really burdensome, right? for like 35 people, 40 people is building something, but they're always smiling, hello, hi, and they eat, and they just really enjoying themselves doing it.
那平常我们要煮这样大量的菜，我们都会感觉重担很重。但是我们每次看到他们，他们都充满着笑容。
So when I talk to that family again who moved there just to be in the cooking team, I'm like, yeah, you are right. They're such a great cooker, you know.
所以我又对这个为了炊事组而搬来的家庭说，你是对的，他们真的太棒了。
But I always remember this group of brothers and sisters in Garden Grove since I was in TTP.
那我在还在做神学训练的时候，我就很记得。园林教会的这些弟兄姐妹
，We really do with a willing heart.
他们是真的很甘心的来做的。
So that's why I told you one time I never had purple yams before, right? So they cooked me purple yams, like, wow, this purple yam is good.
那我从来没有吃过紫色的番薯，他们帮我们煮的时候，我就觉得这真的很好吃。
So for a whole month, I had purple yam for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right?
所以我就有那个月，我每天每一餐都吃这个紫色的番薯。
And then after a while, like, please, I cannot eat purple yams anymore. I cannot.
再来我就吃到很腻这样。
And since then, I really, I don't go out of my way to eat purple yams because I'm so sick of it. Because I've been eating so long, I can't imagine the Israelite eating the manna for 40 years. You know.
那我才吃了一个月，我就腻了。我实在无法想象以色列人要吃 manna 吃40年。
So, but I mean, that kind of, you know, that kind of servitude toward God.
那这样的服事
it's really put forth this sweet aroma.
真的是发出了馨香的香气。
I mean, all the ministers, we could not stop talking about the food that we ate during that time.
那我们的长子还有传道，我无法停止说去讨论说我们当时吃到的东西。
But can you imagine they cook all this great food and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden we heard something? Oh man, why there's so many ministers here? You know, we have to cook for them every day, right? If we heard that, the food would never taste that good.
但是如果我们听到他们说啊，为什么要帮这么多人来煮饭呢？如果我们听到这样的抱怨的话，那食物就不再那么好吃了。
So and when we think about serving God,
所以当我们想到服事神
，if we all do our part,
如果我们都做好自己的工作
，there will be less parts to do,
就会有更少的工作需要做。
So here you can see Lazarus, he was nowhere to be found.
所以我们可以看到拉撒路不在家。
What happened? Then he died.
那他死的时候怎么样？
Really,
发生什么事？
When you and I lose members,
当信徒迷失的时候，
we will not feel right inside our heart.
我们的心里就不会，我们心里感觉就会
不对。But rather, sometimes we feel discouraged.
有时候我们也会消沉。
And we will feel sad.
我们也会难过。
And that's why it's important. You can see, so Lazarus sick, and then Lazarus died.
那拉撒路病了之后就死掉了。
And why did Lazarus die?
为什么拉撒路死了呢？
Look at verse 4.
看第四节。
Chapter 11, verse 4 in the book of John.
11章第四节。
When Jesus heard this, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
So the first reason why Lazarus sick and die.
所以拉撒路生病然后死了的第一个原因。
Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ could just go there and then, you know, heal from him from sickness. But our Lord Jesus Christ was just taking his time and not being there when he's sick, and that's why he died.
当然，耶稣可以马上到拉撒路的旁边去医治他的疾病，但是耶稣并没有这么做。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said, "This death is for the glory of God."
耶稣说，这个拉撒路的死是要荣耀神的儿子。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ resurrect Lazarus.
因为当主耶稣让拉撒路复活
then a lot of people came to believe.
很多人就会来 信耶稣。
Not only that, look at verse 15.
不止这样，我们再看15节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
11章15节。
I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我可以往他那里去吧。
So this is the second reason.
所以这是第二个原因。
It's for the disciples themselves to believe.
是要让门徒他们要相信。
I mean, if they follow Lord Jesus Christ already, they do not believe. That's why they follow him.
那他们跟从耶稣基督是因为相信。
But even for you and I, our faith must be deeper than what it is now.
那但是对我们来说，我们的信仰要比现在之后要比现在还要更好。
And the only way to reach that point.You and I will go through trial and tribulation as a church.
那要达到这样的境界，我们必须要经历一些试炼。
Of course, the trial and tribulation, and then it must end with a miracle.
这个试炼就会以一个神迹来做结尾。
And only then that you and I continue to increase in our faith.
只有这样，我们的信心才会增长。
You know, for me, as a minister, when I talk to different brothers and sisters, go to different churches, It really increased my faith.
那我身为一位传道，到不同的教会跟不同的弟兄姐妹聊天，这样也可以增加我的信心。
Now when I go here and go there and hear God, you know, God's mercy, God's love, God's miracle, then I just collect all of them. Before I know it, I have 12 baskets full.
那当我能够跟不同的弟兄姐妹讲，听到他们的神对他们的怜悯，还有他们的爱，那我就不知不觉的就已经收集了很多这些信心了。
And these kind of things that continue to motivate, you know, pastors and ministers continue to serve God.
那这些也是让这些长子传道们能够持续来服侍神的一个动机。
But in local churches, should be exactly the same thing.
但是在地方教会也应该要一样。
If you and I really work in unity,
如果我们真的有同心的来做事
work without complaining,
不要埋怨
and members continue to increase.
我们的信徒人数不断的增加
then you and I also will increase in our faith.
那我们的信心也在增加
then more people continue to come to our church.
更多人就会来到教会
look at verse 45.
再看45节
verse 45.
45节
Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the thing Jesus did believed in him.
那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事就多有信他的
Now we can see that those who do not believe,
我们可以看到那些不信的人
But when they saw what our Lord Jesus Christ did,
当他们看到耶稣所做的事
they also came to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就来相信耶稣了
So in other words, this things happen in church actually is for a purpose.
所以在教会发生的事情其实是有目的的
Of course, if Lazarus has no good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ,
那如果拉撒路跟耶稣没有好的关系
then he died.
他死了
But our Lord Jesus Christ,No, continue to love the family.
但是主耶稣还是继续爱这个家庭。
And because of his love, he resurrected Lazarus.
因为这样的爱，他让拉撒路复活。
And because of this resurrection, the name of God was glorified.
因为这个复活，让神的名得到荣耀。
And because of his resurrection,
因为这个复活
，and then the disciple believed Jesus Christ even more.
门徒就更加相信了耶稣了。
And because of this resurrection,
因为这个复活
the non-believers come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
不信的人也来信耶稣了。
No, when we talk about our church,
所以当我们在谈到我们的教会
we always try to, you know, find a way, you know, find a better way, I guess, to preach the gospel to others.
我们总是在找更好的方法来传道。
And by trying to find other way, sometimes we go astray.
有时候我们为了要找这样的道路而反而会走偏。
But what you and I should do is focus on the things that we have now.
那但是我们必须要把焦点放在我们现在有的。
That is the truth.
就是我们的真理。
That is the Holy Spirit.
我们的圣灵。
If you and I be able to focus completely on these two things, our church will continue to grow.
如果我们能够把焦点完全放在这两件事，我们的教会就会继续增长。
Look at the book of Acts.
我们看使徒行传。
It said many times the disciples continued to multiply.
圣经上说了很多次使门徒的人数 不断的增长
And almost every single time they mention
每一次提到这一点的时候
The word of God
那神的话
See, The word of God spread to all the area and then people came to get baptized
神的话传到这所有这城乡的每一处就有人来受洗
Then the spirit of God
那神的灵
By the spirit of God the one that bring people to church
神的灵是带领慕道者来到教会的一个灵。
If you and I really focus on these two things,
如果我们把焦点放在这两件事
and then the whole house of God will put forth aroma that is sweet to the Lord.
那神的家就会把美好的香气奉献在神的面前。
But meanwhile, we try to do this, we try to do that, and we're not focused on the things that we have.
那如果我们想要做这又做那，就没有把焦点放在我们该聚焦的地方。
For me, I've been in this area about 4 years.
那我在这个区域大概四年了。
And I really truly see that if you and I preach the gospel, if we don't emphasize on the truth and the Holy Spirit that according to the Bible, the people will never stay.
那我的经验是，如果我们没有把我们在传道时候没有把重点放在真理跟圣灵上，那我们传讲的人就不会留下来。
那 when Peter said, "You know, who shall we go, or whom shall we go?" You have the word of eternal life.
那彼得跟耶稣说，我们还要去哪里呢？你有永生之道。
And we come to know that you are the Son of the true and living God.
我们知道你是真神的儿子。
And these are the two things that really people must know in our church.
这是我们教会的人都必须知道的两个。
Including myself.
包括我自己在内。
If I did not know and see these two things in our church, I would never ever come here.
如果我没有看到并且理解这两点的话，我是不会留着。
Every time I go to Boston, I have to hear my mother. Right? My mother always tell me, "Rudy, why don't you become a Greek priest?" Right?
那 所以我每次回到 Boston 的时候，我的养母都会跟我说，为什么你要成为传道？
Because sometimes when I go to Boston and then I speak a sermon, and she look at the people, there's like 10, 15 people, and she feel bad for me, you know?
因为常常她看到我在讲道，下面只有十到十五个人，她就对，她就感到很可惜。
Then of course, you know, and the pay is very low.
那薪水也不高。
And she keep telling me, you know, the big priests they make right now $180,000 a year.
那他说，如果你到其他地方的话，他可能 180,000， 你可能可以赚十八万。
Then she said they just bought him a new house in the most expensive area in Wayland, like area in Boston area.
他说这间教会才帮他们的传道买在最贵的地方买了一栋房子。
Of course, she, then you know she looked at the pastor's car that I have. It's like 150,000 miles on it, and it's old and it make noise and stuff. And she's like, yeah, they just bought him a brand new car too.
那他看到我的车已经十五万英里了，那他就说他这个传道也，他们也帮这位传道买了新车。
He's like, yeah, when he speaks, there's like 2,000-3,000 people in the audience, you know.
那当他讲话的时候，下面有两三千个听众。
And for her, she just feels really bad for me.
对他来说，就是觉得很可惜。
She's like, you can do better than this, you know.
他觉得我可以做得更好。
But of course, I know who I am and what church I'm in, right?
那我当然知道我是谁，我在哪一间教会。
And, you know, for me, those kind of stuff never ever bother me.
但是 对我来说，这些事情都不会困扰我。
But of course, for other people looking in, you know, looking from the outside in, they see like, you know, why am I still here?
那如果别人从外面看，他们就会觉得为什么我还在这呢？
Really, that's why you and I must continue. If we know the word of God, in our church have eternal life. If we know that Jesus Christ abides in the church, we would never go anywhere else.
所以如果我们知道我们教会有真理，有永生。那耶稣基督是神的儿子，我们就不会离开了。
Because where else can we go beside this church?
因为我们还能去哪呢？
But if we try to, you know, preach anything else beside the truth and the Holy Spirit, then every other church is better than our church.
那如果我们不传讲我们的真理还有圣灵，那其他教会其实讲的比我们好太多了。
Look at all our pastors, we're not eloquent, right?
我们看我们的传道，我们口才没有他们那么好。
And when we speak, there's no one else have. We don't have a backup speaker behind us and stuff, right?
那我们在讲道的时候，没有人在下面。
No, but you should go to the Greek Orthodox Church sometime. You feel so impressed, right?
我们可以到其他教会，我们如果去其他教会看看，我们可能觉得很棒。
First, the Greek Orthodox they speak Latin, they speak Greek, right?
那东正教他们讲希腊文。
Then if there's a big church, they have like 3-4 people they back up. Like I shared with you before, you know when they say God is love like that, right?
那所以如果是一个大教会，他们有三四个人在那边做准备。
And three-four assistant they say God is love, God is love, God is love, right? And just sound very beautiful, you know?
他们就会有这种合音，神是爱这样的合音。
Really, and then they wear like you know gold-plated robe, you know, and fancy Bible, that kind of stuff, right?
他们穿得很漂亮，然后圣经也是很华丽。
Really, and then that's why when you come to a church, you just feel like, you know, what is it, you know?
所以在跟我们教会做比较的话，就会觉得我们教会是怎样。
If they don't see the truth, if they don't see the bind of God and the Holy Spirit, why would they stay in our church? Really, give me one reason why we stay here. There's no other reason to stay here.
如果他们没有看到真理以及神的同在，他们为什么会来这呢？给我一个理由。
But we always think, okay, we want to outdo, you know, some other church. There's no way we can outdo other churches with anything else beside the truth and the Holy Spirit. There's nothing else.、Really.
有时候我们想要在其他方面胜过这些教会，但是我们是没有办法的。
You know, I mean, yeah, that is the reality, that is the truth. So you and I must focus on the strength that we have. And the strength we have is the perfect weapons that God has given to us to win soul for him.
这些都是事实，所以我们必须要把持住我们所有的武器，就是真理，还有神的同在。
So now let's go to chapter 12 in the book of John.
那我们再翻到约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
This after Lazarus was sick,Died and resurrected.
这是在拉撒路生病死亡复活之后。
And Jesus Christ now went to their house again before the Passover.
那耶稣在逾越节之前又来到这个家庭。
And Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who was had been dead, whom had raised from the dead.
耶稣就来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
So Lazarus was dead, now he's resurrected.
所以拉撒路死了又复活了。
Then look at verse 2.
我们再看第二节。
Did they make him supper and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at table with him.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
Remember, in the book of Luke, Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
我们记得在路加福音我们看不到拉撒路。
Now he's sitting at the same table as our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在他就与耶稣一同坐席。
And this is very beautiful.
这是很美妙的。
Why? Because the person who had been dead now sitting in front of our Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot be more joyful than that.
那从一个从死里复活的人，现在跟耶稣一起坐在一起，这没有更大的喜乐了。
Really, sometimes when we see brothers and sisters who've been lost for a long time,
所以有时候我们看到有一些弟兄姐妹迷失了一段时间,
then they come back to church.
他们回到教会,
that really brings you such a great joy inside your heart.
这对我们来说, 我们心中会充满着喜乐,
because we have family.
因为我们是一家人,
we lose one member of family. No, even we don't say too much, but it will affect the way we worship God.
那如果我们丧失了一个家人, 虽然我们什么都不说, 但是也会影响我们拜神的方式。
And look at Martha.
我们看看马大。
Martha, she still continued to serve God.
马大还是继续侍候耶稣。
But her servitude was not with complaining.
但是她的服侍就没有埋怨了。
Can you picture this whole picture now?
我们可以看到这样的景象吗?
Before when the Lord Christ visited them,
耶稣之前拜访这个家庭的时候,
Lazarus not there.
拉撒路不在。
Martha was complaining with her servitude.
马大在服侍, 但是也边抱怨。
And Mary just sitting there, just listening to the word of God.
玛利亚坐在那边, 在听耶稣的话。
But chapter 12 is completely a different picture.
但是约翰福音12章是完全不一样。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrant oil.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。Yes,
Mary, because she had chosen the best part.
玛利亚上次她选择了上好的福分。
Now she had put into action the most beautiful thing.
现在她做了一个行动，是一个最美好的行动。
That is take a very costly, a pound of very costly oil. This means 1 year's wage.
所以她拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，这是 人一年的收入,
and she put it at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
她抹在耶稣的脚上。
I mean, those, of course, if you have money, you can buy, you can do that, and you know, and anoint our Lord Jesus Christ like that.
当然，如果你有钱，你就可以买这个香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
But that's not why the fragrance was beautiful.
那这并不是这个膏这么香的理由。
The next part, and wipe his feet with her hair.
因为他又用头发去擦耶稣的脚。
You know, why would they mention that first before they mention that the house is filled with fragrant oil?
为什么会先讲到用头发去擦，才讲到屋里充满了膏的香气呢？
Because that's what make it beautiful.
因为这是为什么屋里会充满膏的香气。
Because the glory of a woman is her hair.
女人的荣耀就是她的头发。
So now what she used the most glorious part of her body to wipe the least part of a human's body, that his feet, right? With the most glorious part.
所以玛利亚现在用她最荣耀的部分，就是她的头发，去擦人最低贱的地方，就是这个脚。
So in other words, she knows how to truly worship God.
这代表她真的知道要怎么样来敬拜神。
Even the least part of our Lord Jesus Christ is worth the best part of her.
就算是 耶稣最不好的地方就是他的脚,
but, 还是, when you and I serve our Lord Jesus Christ,
还是可以用他最美好的地方。
Will he even be scrubbing the toilets?
那我们要怎么样服侍神呢?
有时候是在清厕所。 Maybe that is the least part in the body of Christ's body, right? Christ, you and me, right? The body of church. Maybe that is the least part.
虽然那可能是最低下的地方,
but we give our best to it.
但是我们还是要全力的来做。
And only then that the whole house will fill with the fragrant oil.
只有这样屋里才会满了膏的香气。
But not only Mary.
但是不止玛利亚,
if Lazarus wasn't there,
如果马,
if Lazarus was dead,
如果拉撒路死了,
you think that Mary be able to, you know, to have the motivation to go out and buy a pound of big, beautiful fragrance and put on a Lord Jesus Christ's feet? No, I would not.
你觉得玛利亚会有这样的动机去买一斤真拿达香膏来抹耶稣的脚吗?
Because we read in chapter 11 here in John.
因为我们在11章有读到,
when our Lord Jesus Christ visited them,
那当耶稣来拜访他们的时候,
and Lazarus was dead.
路加, 拉撒路死了,
what were they doing?
他们在做什么呢?
They were crying.
他们在哭,
they were mourning.
他们在哀
悼。They have no time actually to do any beautiful things like this until after the resurrection.
他们没有任何时间来做这些美好的事。
So that's why for you and I, when we serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以当我们在服侍我们的耶稣基督
，every one of us play an important part to make this aroma to become sweet in front of the Lord.
每个人的角色都很重要，来把这让这个让这个膏充满香气。
Some of us must, you know, we cannot lose any members.
我们不能够迷失任何的信徒。
Every member should sit at the same table as the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个信徒都要跟耶稣一同坐席。
And those of us who serve our Lord Jesus Christ,
那些服侍耶稣的人
do not complain.
不要抱怨。
But rather feel how fortunate we are to be able to scrub toilets for our Lord Jesus Christ.
反而要觉得说我们能够帮耶稣基督来打扫厕所，这是多么庆幸。
I mean, look at King David.
我们看大卫。
He had everything.
他什么都有。
But what bring him the greatest joy?
但是什么让他能够得到最大的喜乐呢？
He just be at the gate of Jerusalem.
就是在耶路撒冷的门前。
Because he knew how wonderful that is.
因为他知道那是多么美好。
And the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
When you and I really have the opportunity to serve God.
当我们有机会来服侍神。
We must give our best.
我们必须要用自己最好的。
You know, you've been elected to be council members for the next 2 years. I think there's only 1 year left, right? Something like that. And you got to do your best.
那如果我们被选为植物会的成员，那在将来的两年，我们就要全力的来做。
Because you never know when is the next time you'll be able to serve God in such a way.
因为我们不知道在我们下一次的机会在什么时候。
That's why we must seize the moment.
所以我们必须要抓住这个机会。
But just like Martha, look, she served again, but this time she served, she's not going to rule the servitude by just serving without complaining.
那马大现在又有机会来服侍，但是他就没有在一边抱怨边服侍了。
And Mary, she knows.
玛利亚
you know, I cannot just continue to sit and listen to the word of God.
她不能够只是继续坐在耶稣脚前来听到。
By listening, and then must put the listening into practice.
她不只单听，要把这听到的来付出行动。
I must put the word of God into practice.
必须要把神的道理来付出行动。
In other words, I must show our Lord Jesus Christ this great love.
要来对耶稣展现他这个很大的爱。
And that's why she had the motivation.To pour forth the fragrance oil, and the whole house, right? The whole house will smell the beautiful fragrance.
所以他才有办法去擦，去用这真拿达香膏来抹耶稣的脚，让屋里满了膏的香气。
No, brother and sister, this is the goal that you and I must reach.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是我们必须要达到的目标。
We have different backgrounds.
当然，我们有不同的背景。
We have different ideas.
有不同的想法。
We have different way of doing things.
还有不同做事的方态度。
But whatever way it is, we must do with humility.
那不管怎样，我们都要。我们都要谦卑的来做。
We must do it with unity.
我们要合一的来做。
And serve together as a one unit, as a family.
要像一个家庭一样一起服侍。
Yes, even though maybe we are Lazarus.
有时候我们可能是拉撒路。
We're only the one sitting with our Lord Jesus Christ at the same table.
我们只是跟耶稣一同坐席。
We're not Mary, the one to pull forth the beautiful fragrance.
我们不是玛利亚，用了这极贵的真拿达香膏。
But remember, it's not the corner.Of the house was filled with fragrant oil. Is the whole house filled with fragrant oil?
但是并不是家里的一个角落满了膏的香气，是整个家庭都满了膏的香气。
In other words, Lazarus, Martha, Mary, they all receive glory from God.
所以马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路都从神那里得到荣耀。
And everyone who walked into the house can say, "Wow, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Wow, your house smells very beautiful."
那每个走进他们家的人都会说啊，你们家里真的很香。
They would not only say, "Oh, Mary, your house is very beautiful." They're not going to say that. The house belonged to them.
他不会只对玛利亚说，因为这个家是他们三个人的家。
Just like the church belonged to you and I.
就像教会是我们所有的人一样。
Let's continue to put forth this sweet aroma to the Lord.
所以我们要继续把这个香膏来奉献给神。
Let's serve God together.
要一起来服侍神。
Without complaining.
不要抱怨。
Without any loss of members.
不要有信徒来
丧失。With humility, just like Mary.
就要像玛利亚一样有谦卑的心。
And only then we can see that our church will continue to grow.
只有这样教会才会成长。
Because everyone will be attracted to this beautiful aroma.
因为每个人都会被这个香气所吸引。
And the aroma is a complete and totally sacrifice our love toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
这香气就是我们把自己的爱完完全全的奉献给神。
Now let's kneel down and pray together and give thanks to God.
那我们现在一起跪下祷告来感谢神。
Please pray together.
一起跪下祷告。